Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN, and now this music is getting me in the holiday spirit. If my time at Tree Time Christmas Tree Creations last weekend didn't do it, or all my talk about Thanksgiving, this certainly is making me happy. It's Jane Monzuris joining you on a Monday morning. Feel free to text in and say how much you're loving hanging out with all of this holiday talk. 312-981-7200. My next guest is a brand new friend of mine, and I don't think he knows that yet, but he is. He is a world-renowned dancer and choreographer, Alexei Kremnev. Now, Alexei, hi.
Hi, Jane.
Oh, well, let me put that on. Hi.
Hello, Jane. How are you?
Alexei doesn't know that he's my new best friend, but Alexei runs a ballet company called A&A Ballet.
It's Ballet Center.
Ballet Center.
Because it includes youth company, and it includes company, and of course, like Center for Dance.
Center for Dance. So this is how, well, first of all, Alexei is... been dancing for forever, and we're going to get into that. And he's been doing choreography for forever, and we're going to get into that. Some of his work has been presented at the Bolshoi Theater in Moscow, Lincoln Center in New York, the Opernhaus Zurich in Switzerland, among other prestigious venues across the globe.
Thank you.
You've been written about by so many magazines and newspapers. The Huffington Post says his choreography is as encompassing the best and brilliance of what movement can be while breaking boundaries of what we know. We are going to talk about a performance in your school, but first... I want to tell everyone how we met. I got married 5 weeks ago, because I keep telling everybody that. And I was looking to do a special tribute at my wedding for the father-daughter dance. And I didn't know what to do, and I wanted it to be a true performance. In my head, there's always sort of a production going on. And I knew I wanted, I wasn't going to skip the father-daughter dance because it was way too important for me. My dad passed away in the year 2000, so he's been gone a long time. And I met Alexei through a friend of a friend, and I walked in and practically begged him to create a performance using some of his dancers to perform. And I thought, this guy, there's no way he's going to say, yeah, we'll do it. And he looked at me with his sparkly eyes and said, absolutely. What made you say this is something that we would do?
I think it was a great idea, the number one. And like number two, because idea from you was absolutely clear. And it was romantic, it was touchy. And we talked like 5 minutes, and I understood like about conception of the piece. And I just wanted to help.
You just wanted to help. And so, you know, I hired Alexei, and you used about five of your students?
Five girls, yeah.
Five. And let's explain. So the Ballet Center, you have students from all over the country that come take class.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, we have international program, international youth company, because it's, again, our mission is providing opportunity on stage and, of course, like in the classroom. So it's extremely, extremely important, because if you're 19 or like 20 years old, like, you need to get a job.
Yeah.
So in our center, like, it's, again, we give them opportunity and we give them hope for the future.
So maybe get a job with a dance company,
yeah,
then.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about your, by the way, the performance. There wasn't a dry eye in the house. The girl, there were five girls all wearing white. They all held up one white candle, which was your idea, and they danced around it. And the song I used was Luther Vandross, Dance with My Father Again. It was just so touching. It was literally, I love it. I got to go watch it again. In fact, we should put a snippet of it online. But we will. So let's quickly talk about you, because we're going to talk about the show that you're doing. But you started dancing when you were 8?
It's about 9. Because if you look at professional training, like, for example, in Russia, in Moscow, you usually start at 9 or 10 years old. Because at 5 years old, at 3 years old, it's mostly about sports activity.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to run, you have to jump, you have to be active. And at age 9 or 10, like, you kind of think about future career or future possibilities, like, what are you going to do? So at 9 or 10 years old, like, you have to start like more serious education.
So when you were, you know, 9 years old, yeah. And this is what you told me, and I love this, that you were playing soccer. And your parents came home and they said...
Yes, I played soccer. I did figure skating. I did professional figure skating at age 4. So it's every day at 5:30 in the morning, you go, you spend like about 40 minutes of driving or taking bus or underground, and you skate, you skate, you skate. It's cold. it's not fun, I would say, because it's a lot of intensity involved.
And where did you grow up?
In Moscow.
You grew up in Moscow. And your parents came home and they said, Alexei, no more soccer. You're going to start ballet.
It's more serious. If you look at dance education, if you look at classical ballet education, it's a lot of opportunity in the future. We're not only talking about a professional career of a professional dancer, but it's again, you may go like in a different direction, like stage management or management of company, of theatrical company, or like maybe stage design or lighting design, costume design. So it's again, it's many, many possibilities in the future.
And so take us back. You said, I don't really want to do ballet. And then
I didn't want to do ballet until I was 15 or
but you
16.
Did it.
I actually, yes, I was a good student, but it's again, it was like something I realized that I would like to do like for my life. It's most like, okay, my parents told me I would do it. But then at 15, at 16 years old, you kind of realize another 2 years and you're going to be adult. And if you're going to be adult, you have to have money and you have to make money. So it's a question about apartment or like travel expenses or anything else. So at 15 or at 16, you really push yourself and you really understand it. It's going to be your future job.
And you knew at that point that this would be your career, your line of work, where you would make money? Because, I mean, talk about a life-changing decision that really sculpted where you're at today.
No, you know what I think? Because if you focus, you have to focus for about 100%. Because if you focus on 50%, of course, result will not be positive for 100%. So starting at age 15, I was focused for 100%. 1% on a professional career. It's like every day you study. Yes, every day, of course, you learn something. So it's experience. And I think it never stopped.
Right.
So for 25 or 30, for 30 years, like I don't have any hobby. Because like it's again, if you look at my job, it's my hobby. So it's 24/7. So you study, and because you're watching videos, you're watching movies, you listen to music. Of course, like you read a lot of stuff. So it's again, it's a huge thing, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard to become a successful professional ballet dancer.
If you look at the intensity of a ballet dancer career, it's number 2 in the professional sports. Because number 1 is American football, because it's intensity of physicality and speed and strength. But number 2, it's a classical ballet. Of course, if you talk about hike, it's number 6. If you're talking about other sports like gymnastics, number 7.
Wow.
But it's on second place. Because it's coordination, it's intensity, it's strength, it's everyday training. We train about 5 or 6 hours every single day.
Plus, who doesn't want ballet legs?
Yeah.
How did you end up in Chicago?
In Chicago, we moved in Chicago in 2008, because in 2008, we started the Joffrey Academy of Dance.
You started the Joffrey Academy of Dance.
Yes, we were invited. We were invited, and we were first artistic directors of the Joffrey Academy of Dance, of the Joffrey Studio Company. So it was a great experience. It was a lot of building, because you start absolutely from nothing. You don't have students, you don't have programs set up, you don't have...
But you have the name Joffrey Ballet behind it.
But you have, yeah. And you have facilities in downtown Chicago, which is really, really important.
And were you dancing with the Joffrey Ballet Company at the time?
I wasn't.
You were not?
No, I wasn't.
Were you dancing with a company in New York?
No.
You came straight from Moscow?
From Moscow. Yes, we work in Cincinnati Ballet Company, because we came in the United States in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
So we spent 4 years in Cincinnati, with Cincinnati Ballet. We were principal dancers. And then in 2001, we started a lot of activity as teachers and choreographers, because we looked in our future.
Yeah.
If you look at dance career, it's pretty short. So it's about age like 35 or 33. You have to think about like your future possibilities. And If you like to dance, it's great. It's absolutely fantastic. If you can dance, it's even better. But you still, you have to have a plan B. Because, like, your future, it's not a dancing career.
Right, because your body can't take it.
Artistic director or if a choreographer. But you see, like, it was a great experience and a goal for us because we needed to establish ourselves as a good administrator.
Right.
And as a good director. Because if you look at Russians, if you look at creative process, it's great. It's fantastic. If you look at the... If you look at the administrative part of the thing, it might not be 100%.
That's like with anything, creative versus admin.
So for me, it was extremely important if I can prove a combination of artistic skills and administrative skills and fundraising skills and working with the parents and working with the board of directors, etc.
I'm going to start calling you the professor. Okay, in studio with me is Alexei Kremnev from the A&A Ballet Center for Dance. Alexei's got a big show coming up, the Nutcracker, the Art Deco Nutcracker, coming up in December 6th through 8th. We are going to talk about that, take a quick break, and we'll be back. It's 720 WGN. You know what else I can talk about all day long?
What's that?
The Nutcracker.
Absolutely.
So joining me in studio from A&A Center for, A&A Ballet Center for Dance is Alexei Kremnev. Hi, Alexei.
Hello, Jay.
So we were talking about kind of your history in the world of dance, but really you're here in Chicago. You've got a fantastic show coming up for people of all ages, three and up. You say it's the Art Deco Nutcracker, and it's happening December 6th through 8th at the Studebaker Theater in Chicago, and you choreographed it. What makes it different than the Nutcracker that we know and love?
I think because we live in 21st century. So, of course, if you look at the historical production, it was many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you look at the attention span right now, it's completely different. Because young kids are always on Facebook or Instagram or social media and computer. So if you look at the stage picture, it cannot be slow. It should be faster. And the storyline needs to be absolutely clear and absolutely entertaining. So if you look at classical production, it's a huge responsibility of keeping tradition in place, but at the same time, you have responsibility of giving a completely fresh new look.
So you're not taking a gigantic leap away from the traditional, you're just adding more.
Absolutely not, because it's a tradition. You see, like in the beauty of United States, especially particularly for us when we came in 1997, United States, it was strong, strong traditions. Of mm-hmm. course, like you should bring it on a different level. And of course, you should update the tradition. But it's again, it's a core of the nation and it's a core of culture. So, of course, like because it's a classical ballet production, we have to be traditionally classical in terms of explaining the story. But, of course, visual interpretation can be different.
And you're calling it the Art Deco Nutcracker, and that's because of the visuals that you have?
It's because of the visuals and because of the time period.
Mm.
It happens in 1920. In 1920, absolutely fantastic period in fashion, in architecture, in style. If you look at Chicago architecture, and it's a great view of what you have in your office.
Yeah, we do have a nice view.
It's many wonderful buildings. So it all reflected in our production. If you look at the backdrops, if you look at the production, you can find a little bit of Chicago buildings, of Chicago architectures. And style of the production, it's a classical, but it's a lot of glamour of 1920s. Yes, all of this with sparkling costume, with like this brighter, is all
You're
there.
Speaking my language, my brain works in glitter, glitz, and glamour. So
and it's popular because if you look at fashion right now, if you look at 21st century, it's still popular in a different way. Of course, if you look at line of costume or fashion of coats, it's different right now. But still, you can find a lot of elements from that period.
So here's the bigger thing, is that this world-renowned dancer and choreographer, Alexei Kremnev, asked me to be in the production.
Yes, it's our pleasure to see you on stage as Mother Ginger.
As Mother Ginger. I know nothing about Mother Ginger the Nutcracker, and nor can I do ballet.
Don't worry, we'll make it work.
What do I do? What am I doing?
It's a secret. It's a secret
for
the audience. we'll talk with you. It would be a lot of inspiration.
Oh, boy.
Process. We'll put you nice, absolutely fantastic makeup. We have professional artists for makeup.
That's fun.
Probably about 45 minutes of doing the makeup.
Great.
But it would be spectacular.
That'll be a great Instagram post for me. And I know that I'm wearing a big costume.
It's a huge skirt.
And then the little people come out of my skirt.
Yes, you have 9 people inside of your skirt.
And I just, do I smile? I'm really good at smiling.
It's a cake. And it's a... And for you, it's a healthy cake.
It's a healthy cake. Yeah. Okay.
You have a lot of fruits.
That's okay. I had a brownie for breakfast.
And you have a lot of fruits around yourself and the whipped cream. So it's pretty much about like 3 minutes of choreography.
Oh, okay.
What you're going to do.
What?
Enjoy yourself inside of this beautiful cake.
So I have 3 minutes of choreography to learn.
Three and a half to be exact.
Do I have to am I coming to practice?
A little bit.
What?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about this off the... Okay, that's good. All right, but I'm going to be in the Art Deco Nutcracker. I'll be honest. I took ballet, I don't know, maybe it's like 6 years old. And then somebody said, do you want to tumble? And I'm like, no, I don't want to tumble, because I thought tumbling was falling down. And ballet at that point it felt really slow to me, you know, because I was just doing
It is slow. Because if you come...
I wanted to leap right away.
Sports is more active, absolutely.
Right.
So you have to keep a balance.
So this little kid in me didn't want to do the slow. So what I'm telling you is I failed ballet. Now you're asking me to be in this big production you're doing.
It's a new level. It's a completely new step for you, Jane.
Thank you. This will be great. Maybe this is going to be a big debut for me. So the Art Deco Nutcracker is going on December 6th through 8th at the Studebaker Theater in Chicago. I'm going to be Mother Ginger on the 6th. That's Friday night. So, and tickets are really, really affordable. They range from like $20 to $50, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and
We keep it low because it's, again, if you look at the Nutcracker, it's a first experience for many, many families.
But
if you're young, it's the first production you're going to see.
It's tantalizing, right? It's like the visuals you'll escape.
Visuals great, and the storyline, and plus it's a lot of fun. It's not serious. Like, it doesn't need to be like you sit in the theater and you read libretto like storyline for about 20 minutes trying to understand what is going on. Because I would like, it's like a movie. You go into the theater and you sit in your chair and you look at the stage, and for 2 hours you're going to enjoy it.
What if I do such a great job that I get a standing ovation after my 3.5 minutes?
I think we'll make it work. We'll make a stage.
Do I have to stand on my toes the entire time?
Yeah.
What?
No, it's a huge platform,
I know.
You're standing, we don't see your legs, which is probably it's a good thing in the classic
they'll be
ballet
shaking.
Term.
Yeah,
but it's again upper body and the arms and of course your face.
I'm teasing. I wanted to see if I could stand on my toes for 3.5 minutes. Probably not. How do we get tickets? Where do we do?
It's on the website information. And at the Center for Dance.org.
So that's centerfordance.org/box office. Can we just go to the...
It's a box office, and you can find on the website. It's a special page, and you can go and you can click it. And of course, like it would be theater sitting.
I'm going to have a sellout crowd on December 6th.
I hope
Mother
so.
Ginger.
That's
what I need. but this is my favorite thing, too. If you're going to see me there on December 6th, which would be super fun, the promo code, Art Deco 15.
Yeah.
Why 15?
It's a 15% discount right now, and it would last another 3 or 4 days. So it's a good deal right now.
It's a good deal right now. Okay, so let's see. Art Deco Nutcracker, December 6th through 8th. Go to aacenterfordance.org. Get your tickets now. I would urge you to come on Friday the 6th so I can wave to you. That would be super fun, and we'll have a great time there. Alexi, thank you so much for coming in. Much success to you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's
a pleasure.
Alexi Kremnev from A&A Center for Dance. It's 720 WGN.